to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
This is Harmony Singing by Ear, CD number 1. You need to know just a little bit of music theory to make sense of harmonizing by ear, so let's get right to that. The scale contains all the notes in a given key, and that scale can be counted out in numbers. For example, in the key of C, where C is 1, D is 2, and E is 3, you could sing up the scale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Chords are groups of notes played or sung at the same time, and they're built in thirds. That means a C chord in the key of C is built by starting on 1, going up a third to 3, and then another third to 5. Let's focus on the most common kind of harmonizing, which is parallel harmony, a third above the melody. There are two rules for parallel harmony. Your harmony needs to follow the shape of the melody, and it needs to fit whatever chord is being played. The first melody line of Chapel of Love is, go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Get a feel for the shape of that melody. The melody of Chapel of Love starts on 1, going. The upper harmony, which is the closest possible harmony, starts a third above that. To find that, we're going to count up the scale from the melody. Going, 1, 2, 3, going. Try that with me. Going, 1, 2, 3, going. You know you've found the right note because it... After you've figured out a harmony vocal and you've practiced it a bit, there are some other aspects of harmonizing to consider. Intonation, blending, dynamics, and cutoffs are all elements to look at when you're polishing your harmony part. If you're having trouble singing in tune, try practicing your part with just the track. Pay attention to breathing and throat relaxation as you sing. Sometimes it helps to sing a melody on DAW instead of the lyrics to really work pitch accuracy. If you aren't sure if your intonation is okay, tape yourself singing with the track and listen back. It's easier to hear tuning problems on tape than while you're singing.